We're visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you're off to a 1-2 start, a win over Caraparaville in your guys' home tournament. I believe that was on Friday of last week, and then you had losses to NEK and Burlingame. But what do you like about your girls to start? I know seeing Burlingame early, and I know Coach Coach Slater has a good group, especially with Kaylin Noonan back. What do you like about your group as you get ready for another game tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I really like the girls' effort so far. That was kind of our focus as we're coming into this year, is just kind of learning how to turn up our effort and maintain that throughout a 32-minute game. So really been pleased with the way that they've responded to that. And they're a really fun group to be around. This is one of the closest groups that I've had in terms of just getting along with each other in basketball and outside of basketball. And so I think those relationships are really helping us, to kind of be a closer team than maybe we have been in the past couple of years. So just really enjoying so far and really pleased with the progress we've made in the first few weeks here.
Well, talk about what you have back and who's been doing good things here early.
Yeah, we have four starters back. Addison Miller is a senior starter. She started for us for this, our third year starting. She's kind of gone through a position change this year. We've moved her to our point guard spot, and that's been a pretty big adjustment for her, but she's doing a great job with that. We returned Josie Romig, who's a junior. She was All-League Honorable Mention last year, and she's doing a great job of being an inside presence for us so far. We also returned Morgan Votes, who's a two-year starter as a junior, and Allie Stuckey, who started for us last year as a freshman in some games. And then we have a really, really strong freshman class, led by Zoe Hurt. She's starting for us as a freshman, and I've been just really pleased with her and really impressed with the improvements she's made since she was an eighth grader last year, and she's been probably our most steady player here early in the season. So just really excited about where we're at and also about where we're going to go and get to in the coming weeks.
Well, it's awesome to hear the future's bright, and it sounds like things are going well with the young pups too, and this is a good experience for them here early, right?
Yeah, for sure is. You know, I was a little bit concerned, Zoe especially, and we've got some other freshmen and sophomores that are playing some pretty good minutes. I was really concerned early on how they would respond to the speed of the game, and especially with that being the first time they've played high school ball, and I just was really impressed with how, you know, it didn't seem to affect them much, and in some instances, you know, they were kind of pushing the pace and leading us, and so just really happy with our young girls especially and how they've kind of got up to speed both mentally with what we're trying to do, but also with just the pace of the game.
Visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, back in action tomorrow. You will host Maranatha. Next week in Lyon County League play, you'll get Madison on Tuesday. You'll see Burlingame again next Friday. And then Hartford to wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule. So there's some good opportunities coming up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that we'll get tested tomorrow night with Maranatha, and it'll be good for us to be tested going into the league regular season play. But I think our league this year is just going to be outstanding from top to bottom, and certainly with the three teams we play before Christmas in our league with Madison, Burlingame, and Hartford, you know, we're going to be up for a challenge every single night. But you know, that's the great thing about playing in our league, is there really are no off nights, and it allows the girls a chance to you know, have a good challenge and get better and you know, see where we're at pretty much every time we step on the floor. So we're really excited about it, and really excited about the opportunity to get back out there and you know, compete for a league title and all those things. So,
and the majority of these games are gonna be at home for you guys, so got some home cooking. Yeah. Too.
Yeah, we were really fortunate this year when we host our preseason tournament. That gives us three games at home, and then there's just the way that the schedule set up. You know, we got another three at home before Christmas, so we'll play six at home and one on the road. So it kind of flips after Christmas break, but, you know, we're really excited. We're really, really glad and excited to get to play at home before Christmas break to kind of get our feet under us. And so, yeah, that's a great opportunity for us.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow against Maranatha, and best of luck next week against Madison and Burlingame, and then best of luck on the 19th against Hartford. Have a Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you again on January 4th.
Okay, thanks, Dylan. Merry Christmas to you, and I appreciate all you do for us.
Thanks, Coach Piper. That is Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Stewart Services, LLC on KVOE, live and local.